Hi and welcome to another podcast from The Human Diver, where we are looking to apply counter-errorism techniques in diving. By that we mean human factors and non-technical skills. Our goal is to give you the knowledge and skills so that your dives are safer and more enjoyable. The podcast consists of audio blogs which have been published on our website. Show notes will be provided so you can dig deeper if you want. Ready to jump in? How do you know you've lost situation awareness? In the moment, you don't. And therein lies the problem. Situation awareness is your ability to make sense of perceived data and then look, guess, into the future about what is most likely to happen. If we don't understand the information, how would I know what the future looks like? Loss of situation awareness in yourself can really only be determined after the event. We perceive data through our senses and generate an understanding based on previous experiences. What we are focusing our attention on to generate that understanding is determined and influenced by what we believe to be important and/or relevant. An experienced diver might look to see what is happening with the corals and plant life as they approach the edge of a reef to determine if there is a down current because they have experienced this in the past. A novice wouldn't know to look for these signs and doesn't have the experience to know what to do next. An experienced diver might glance backwards as they progress through a wreck to see if the bubbles are causing percolation, rust to fall, which would limit their options to exit the wreck. A novice may not realize that percolation happens because the wrecks that they have entered don't have any rusticles in the ceiling because they are heavily dived. A technical instructor should recognize that their student hasn't turned their right post back on during a shutdown drill as the student goes to shut down the right post at 50 meters. Their experienced guide does and prepares for an out-of-gas situation by swapping to their backup reg and deploying the long hose. The real out-of-gas did happen when the student shut down the left post. The instructor was too busy undertaking the failure drill with a bubble gun to notice the student hadn't reopened the right post. In each case, both novice and experienced diver are sensing information from the scene. They are applying their experience and guessing what the future will look like. They have their own level of situation awareness. The more experienced diver has a more accurate model of the future because of the training, experience, and skills. This is what you know about the situation now. However, someone after the fact and with full knowledge of the outcome is able to notice what things should have been seen to have prevented the adverse outcome. This is what people caught up in the events apparently knew then. This is their assessment of what the person was paying attention to in reference to good, that is. The event wouldn't have happened if they had been paying more attention. The difference between these two can be called loss of situation awareness and are why it is not a very useful term when it comes to learning. Some reasons why situation awareness can be lost but don't help you in real time are fixation on a single task to exclusion of everything else, lack of required information, reaching mental capacity, disagreement between two sources of information, confusion or uncertainty, failure to comply with accepted practices, and failure to communicate effectively. If the purpose is to learn from an event, we have to stay away from the construct of loss of situation awareness. Rather, we have to focus, pun intended, on what was drawing the diver's or instructor's attention away from the threat, problem, or issue that they should have been focusing on. What else was distracting them? Maybe a fish, problem, artifact, buddy, etc.? Had they experienced this situation below? If we don't know what to look for, we are unlikely to find it. Was there an effective brief so that attention can be pointed in a more useful direction? Briefs help set divers, students, or team members up for success. We have a limited capacity to pay attention to what is going on around us. Let's make sure that it is pointing in the most effective direction. Thanks for listening to this podcast. If you'd like to know more about what was discussed in this episode, head over to the Human Diver website at thehumandiver.com, where you will find details about our education programs, the If Only documentary, the book Under Pressure, and the many, many blogs we have published there. If you think others should listen and learn, consider sharing the link. Thank you.